Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Johnson.
And Conan.
And in retrospect, it seems impossible to overstate the cultural damage done by South Park, the show that portrayed earnestness as the only sin and taught that mockery is the ultimate inoculation against all criticism. That's coming from Dana Schwartz, the writer of She-Hulk or something, according to Conan. I don't know anything about it.
I don't think anyone cares. I think this woman is trying to gain a little spotlight with her intro into the scene. From what I've read from her, from her tweets, she does not like white men. Not very much at all. And she has a lot of opinions. She's woke. She's a social justice heroine.
Now I see what I kind of see what she would mean about South Park. I don't know what I just said, but I kind of see what she means by South Park portraying earnestness as the only sin, because they do criticize people who are sincere, I guess.
Yeah, if they're idiots.
Yeah, but most people are idiots.
You could be a sincere idiot, but most people who are wrong, if you're going to be wrong, at least be the type who can accept helpful criticism, who can actually adapt to how you've been criticized and to go with the flow. But if you're so sincere and you're so cemented in your ideals, being that they're probably wrong or could be wrong, but you're not willing to accept it, you need to be taken down a notch. South Park, that's who they attack. These people who are cemented in their ways, they have bias, and a lot of times it seems they're wrong.
But that's a different thing than what she's talking about, where they portray earnest belief in something as being the only real sin in the South Park universe. And I tend to agree with that, because a lot of the message behind South Park is don't take yourself and everything else so seriously. Relax and laugh, which I think is a positive message. But she portrays it as just being a sin in itself to have a message like that. And I would say that that's a common trend among the left, is to portray the ability to not take everything so seriously and to laugh as being the only sin.
You know, I was thinking about that, speaking of the left. How many, and maybe some of our listeners are out there who come from the left. My question is, how many of you watch South Park? Because as far as I've been able to tell, the left doesn't watch South Park for a myriad of reasons. The big one is they don't get it. But they're really not allowed to get it, because it is so, it basically criticizes everything, all of their beliefs, all of their biases, and because they can't take a joke and they can't accept criticism because of their PC wokeness, they don't watch the show. So if you're on the left, if you're a socialist, if you're a commie, and you watch South Park, correct me. But I, as far as I've been able to tell, All the left-leaning people I know, they don't watch the show.
They don't have senses of humor. They're not.
What are you talking about? Jon Stewart absolutely tells me what I should laugh at.
Orange Man bad. Yes. Yeah. Every other word.
Even then, you're not allowed to laugh at the various stupidities of Donald Trump. You're allowed to get angry about him saying this is the wettest one we've ever seen from the standpoint of the water, but you're not allowed to go, wow, what an idiot, and just laugh about it. Have to be angry. You have to be irate. Laughter is sin.
You're allowed to laugh as long as you've been given permission by the establishment that this is funny today. You're allowed to laugh at this.
Such as what?
Orange Man. It's bad.
But they don't laugh. They become frothing at the mouth, irate.
I mean, wouldn't you say that this critique about, you know, taking things seriously or whatever and making fun of that and is kind of exactly what Stephen Colbert did to activists in Keene?
I don't know. I
miss oh, this is before Arya's time.
Yeah.
Oh, you never seen it?
No.
So you never even watched the clip?
This is literally the first time I've ever heard of it.
You didn't know the Colbert Report came and did stuff about the Robin Hood Keene parking, you know, the
no.
Robin Hooders?
No.
Who, back when Chris Cantwell was actually an anarcho-capitalist liberty activist and was going around feeding parking meters for one day and happened to be part of this.
You know what? I just had a thing. That probably was what brought Cantwell down.
Maybe.
The fact that the Colbert Show made so much fun of him.
Yeah, maybe.
He woke up the next morning and he was like, forget
He's
these
like, I
people.
Gotta do something
I gotta
about
do
this.
Something about this.
Before we get into that, tell me more about the Colbert Report and...
So they just came to Keene and attacked activists and made up a bunch of lies about some of the people here. And
this was all
they didn't tell lies. They just
they were pretty dishonest. They tried to imply that, like for example, James was a racist.
Okay. Yeah, but they didn't put words in his mouth.
Hold on, because we're getting too deep into this. A lot of people listening don't even know what a Robin Hooder is. So these were people who, in order to thwart parking tickets, would go in front of parking meter readers, ticketers, whatever they prefer to be called, and insert coins into the machines that were expired so that people didn't get ticketed.
Correct.
And this made a lot of people very angry.
Made a lot of people very, very happy as well.
Yeah.
Yes, it did.
It made the city angry.
And they
everyone else
to
thought it was
sue.
Everyone else thought it was a pretty neat idea.
Yeah. And they attempted to sue the Robin Hooders but lost.
Like three times.
And evidently
they
lost
a whole bunch of Keene taxpayers.
Like $100,000+.
Yeah. And it got the attention of the Colbert Report, which came here and did what exactly?
They did what they did. They did a mock news report where they made everyone look silly, except I think one of the city councilors came out looking just normal.
Hmm.
But everyone else came out looking silly, the way that they do.
Now, which side of the argument did they take here? That the city was being ridiculous?
No.
That the liberty activists looked stupid.
Yes,
were taking liberty so seriously and clearly doing nothing about it.
But what I was saying is that they didn't put words in anyone's mouth. They just edited everything very creatively to make everyone look stupid. And of course, and some of the activists were playing along with it as well. This is something I spoke out against this from the minute I heard it was happening, that I was not in favor of it. I thought it was gonna blow up people's faces. But some of the activists, you would say, these are the guys who watched the Tim and Eric show or whatever that thing was. Is this that ridiculous humor?
Now, what did they do to Chris Cantwell that caused him such mockery, as you were talking about?
I don't remember, but I remember him looking fat and chubby on that picnic bench, and he had his taser on him or something.
Yeah, he had a firearm on him.
I don't remember what it was, but he came off looking silly, for sure.
That's not hard for Cantwell to do.
This is before he was a raving lunatic on his show. This is many, many months before that.
So I'm going to have to look into this because this is the first I've heard about it.
Maybe someone in the chat room will share it and we'll be able to watch it in the next segment. Because I don't know where it's at.
Yeah, it can't be hard to find.
I'll Google it.
So anyway, South Park portraying earnestness. And I mean, I guess that's right up the discussion here is Stephen Colbert portraying earnest libertarians as being worthy of mockery. And according to Conan, it's possible that one of these people was so bothered by the mockery that he became a Nazi. I don't know if I buy into that. I think he was probably a bit unhinged from the start.
This is quite possible.
But earnestness, it generally is criticized, and there is a lot of overlap between people being earnest and not allowing themselves to laugh. And the more earnest they become, or the more earnest they perceive themselves to be, the less capable of laughter they ultimately become. Like people becoming upset about the new Dave Chappelle show, whatever it was called, the stand-up that he did. A lot of people just got very upset because they couldn't laugh about what he was saying. Going back decades, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. In a moment, Boy Scouts are getting sued and going bankrupt.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Don't miss this year's LibertyCon with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Johnson.
And Conan.
And I've got a Liberty update for you from LibertyCon. You won't want to miss these two very special debates. First, is government necessary? Featuring David Freeman and Timothy Sandifer, one arguing that government is not necessary, one arguing that government is. Second, does capitalism require government intervention? This debate features Gene Epstein against Stephen Pearlstein. Epstein is arguing against intervention, and Pearlstein argues in favor of it. There's also John Mackey, Whole Foods CEO, who is going to speak on conscious capitalism. Be part of LibertyCon. It's a unique Liberty convention, April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C., for people who want to network with more than 70 pro-Liberty organizations for career advancement, business, or internship opportunities. Visit LibertyCon.com for more details on the incredible list of speakers, events, and student discounts. That's LibertyCon.com. Use code FTL for a $10 discount. Now we're going to get into the federal court dismissing a lawsuit from an evangelical professor disciplined for misgendering a trans student. But before we get into that, let's go to the phones. We've got David, Devin, calling from California. Devin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. I would like to talk about, you know, the musician Kanye West.
Is he a musician? Really? Or just an ego, a big old monster ego?
In the strictest of terms, he's a musician.
Okay.
Well, recently he converted to a Christian.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
He's also a Trumper, yeah.
Yeah. So what are your thoughts about him?
What was he before?
He was a Christian.
Rapper. No, you don't convert from rapper to Christian. That's not generally how that works.
He was a Christian, but like so many people before him, he was like, hey, there are billions of these people out there. Maybe not billions. I don't know what the number of Christians on the planet are, but it is an enormously untapped audience that loves throwing their money away at things that they believe are musical or artistic expressions of their beliefs. So Kanye West, like so many other artists before him, decided to capitalize on that. I don't know whether or not he's sincere.
And sell shoes.
I don't see any reason to believe that he is any more sincere than Eric Cartman when he decided on South Park to form a Christian rock band.
I think Kanye is more sincere than psychopath Cartman.
Yeah.
Do you? This is the same Kanye West that went up in the Grammys and took the microphone from, I think, Taylor Swift.
And that's where that ego I was talking about. He's got a huge ego. He thinks that the spotlight is his, regardless of who is on the stage. Now, I've never really followed him. I think his music sucks. He seems to have come around. I like some of his arguments with how he sees how he sees Black Americans being treated in this country, being used as basically as pawns for the Democratic Party. I do like some of his ideas that he's come out with in just the last year or so. But other than that, I don't really follow the guy. Go ahead.
I agree with you, but some people are thinking, now that he's running for president in 2024, some people are thinking he's using this Christian thing as a marketing tool to get more votes.
What party is he running under?
I have no idea.
I mean, as far as I feel about that, I kind of feel like good for him. If you vote for someone because they're Christian, you're an idiot.
Exactly.
Like, if you vote for someone based on their religion, like all these people out there that say things like they would never vote for an atheist, you know, that's the most common belief in the country for the most part. I mean, to say that you don't want an atheist in political power is an extremely common viewpoint in the United States.
Oh, and yeah. You can't win a political office if you come out as an atheist.
Yeah, interested in what part he's running under. If it's Republican, then yeah, I guess it can be construed that this new Christian move could be a way to win over the, you know, conservative Christians. But if he's running as a Democrat, then I think he would actually be he would have the opposite effect.
Exactly. Oh, man.
Isn't he a Republican, though?
I mean, well, if I were to run for office, I would be running for office on, as a born-again evangelical Southern Baptist Catholic.
Wait. that doesn't work.
Because why not?
Well, what is... Well, no, isn't Trump a Catholic?
Probably.
And a Democrat?
Well, Trump is a Catholic who talks about eating the cracker or whatever. He doesn't say
wait. What does that mean?
That is literally what Trump said about it. He was like, "Yeah, I'm a Christian."
I was thinking.
He said, "I'm a Christian. I eat the little cracker or whatever." So I mean, how sincere?
The wafer.
Communion.
Yes, that's because I was thinking cracker, white person cracker.
Yeah, I was thinking about that.
So the sincerity of Donald Trump's beliefs don't quite seem to
add up.
Yeah.
I think Kanye should run. I would. He'd probably get a lot more votes than some of these Democrats that are running right now.
Well, Devin, thank you for the call. I don't want to see Kanye West run for president.
I
would rather the office just be abolished by 2024.
That's not happening. But yes, it would be nice. Nice.
An economic collapse of the United States doesn't seem to be particularly far off when they're talking about, you know, $120 trillion of financial responsibilities that they cannot meet.
Yeah, but there has been worse inflation in history, in past history, and those countries have survived. There's been a period of economic challenge, hardship, but they've all survived, and those governments still exist. Just maybe in a different...
In some form or another, right. I guess. But I don't think I would want to say that the hyperinflation Germany of the 1920s is the same Germany that we have today. I think that the economic collapse essentially destroyed what Germany was.
I think they're getting back to where they were when it happened the first time. I think it's a full circle.
How so?
Well, I mean, Weimar Germany.
Uh-huh.
Wasn't it a Democratic Republic? Who was leading?
I have no idea.
A bunch of oligarchs, I know that. But what was their actual form of government? But anyway, I mean, but the people haven't changed. It's the same types, you know. In fact, you can look back 2,000 years, I mean, and all the way back to Rome. And I don't really see any change in the way that people handle day-to-day business. We're still the same. It's just...
Yeah, but there is no Roman empire.
A different flavor. Like I said, it happens.
Yeah.
But it's just a different flavor of government.
I'm not saying the idea of the state could be abolished by 2024, but the office of the president and the United States government, as we know it today,
The idea of very powerful oligarchs actually... pulling all the strings and controlling everything isn't going to change. It's just going to, the flavor might change, but it's not going anywhere.
That's more cynical than I want to be. 855-450-3733.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, mark@freetalklive.com. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he thinks his longtime friend Roger Stone is being treated unfairly, but he didn't grant him a pardon. He only hinted that it might happen after today's wave of clemencies. Now, the sentencing will proceed with Roger Stone on Thursday, to which Republican Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana tells Fox News,
Well, I'm understand that Mr. Stone's lawyers have raised an issue about the impartiality of at least one juror. And my response to that is that, well, that's why God made appellate judges. You raise those issues on appeal.
Another 2 inches of rain is expected to fall on soggy Jackson, Mississippi. A flash flood warning is in place until tomorrow morning. The Pearl River in the state's capital crested just below 37 feet. City officials said they don't know the extent of the damage, but fear at least 1,000 homes are flooded. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor's seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Johnson.
And Conan.
And you can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June the 29th until July the 5th for ForkFest 2020 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And ForkFest is decentralized, so no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping site, your RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June the 29th until July the 5th. And what better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can simply relax and go camping, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. But if you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with other ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, ForkFest.party. Again, that's ForkFest.party. Now, finally, a professor, an evangelical professor, was disciplined for misgendering a trans student, which caused the professor to attempt to sue the university.
Last January.
And a federal court has now dismissed the lawsuit. Conan, you have that in front of you?
Correct. Coming to us from MetroWeekly.com. On Wednesday, a federal court dismissed a lawsuit filed by an evangelical state university professor who was disciplined after repeatedly misgendering a transgender student. Infractions determined to violate the university's non-discrimination policy. Professor Nicholas Merriweather had sued his employer, Shawnee State University in Portsmouth, Ohio, alleging that his First Amendment rights had been infringed.
You know, just thinking about it, I would initially say I don't understand how misgendering is a violation of a non-discrimination policy. That was my initial reaction, but then it occurred to me that they're not misgendering cisgender people. So almost by definition, it is discriminatory to do this thing to trans people that you're not doing to cis people. Well, and whether it's a big deal or not is a separate issue, but it would technically be discrimination.
According to the Breitbart article on this that came out last year in January, there actually wasn't a discrimination policy. It was a word-of-mouth type of policy.
I can't imagine any university in modern times not having a non-discrimination policy.
Professor Nicholas Merriweather had sued his employer. That was after he received a written warning for repeatedly referring to Jane Doe, a transgender female student, using the title Mr. and male pronouns, despite using correct pronouns for every other member of the class. Merriweather grieved the discipline, but the grievance was denied. He then enlisted...
See, I wouldn't even say correct there. I would say the preferred pronouns for every other member of the class. Because whether or not it's correct is immaterial.
Well,
the cis men in the room want to be called him, and the cis women in the room want to be called her.
He did agree to refer to the particular student, Jane Doe, by her real name, but not the pronoun that she wanted. And that's not in this article.
Well, see, this article actually says the opposite, that he was given the option of referring to her by her first name or her last name and just not using pronouns at all. And he declined and instead deliberately chose to continue using a pronoun that she did not prefer.
He then enlisted the help of the Anti-LGBTQ Alliance Defending Freedom to file the lawsuit against Shawnee State, arguing that his religious beliefs that gender is fixed, binary, and determined by biology from birth to prevent him from acknowledging transgenderism. The National Center for Lesbian Rights, along with Adam Unikowski, or Jenner and Block, LLP, and Jenner Branch, a bunch of other LPAs, intervene on behalf of Jane Doe and the university's LGBTQ student group, Sexuality and Gender Acceptance. On behalf of their clients, the lawyers move to have the lawsuit dismissed. The case went before Magistrate Judge Karen Litkovitz of the Western Division of the Southern District of Ohio, who issued a recommendation last September arguing for the lawsuit to be dismissed. In her opinion, Litkovitz noted that Merriweather was given multiple opportunities to stop referring to Doe as male and was even given the option of simply referring to Jane Doe by first name or last name without using pronouns or formal titles. You're correct. I guess the Breitbart had something else to report. Of course, that was a year-old article, too.
And this is a little bit more vague. It didn't say whether or not the professor opted to do that. It's implied that he did it.
Right.
Because he still was disciplined. But it doesn't explicitly say that the professor was never like, oh, Doe, I need you to do this. Or, oh, Jane, I need you to do this. Or someone give Jane the chalk or marker or whatever. It never specifies whether or not he opted to just use her name.
I just think back to all the teachers that were referring to the guys that didn't want to play football as Sally.
As Nancy's?
Yeah, Nancy's and Sally. That was just common back in my day.
I wonder how many of those guys still have jobs and if they've changed their tune. They probably don't have jobs anymore because they've all retired.
I don't know. I doubt it. That was a private school that I went to, so I'm betting that some of them are still working. But maybe. I don't know.
She also rejected claims that the disciplinary action violated Merriweather's freedom of religion, was motivated by hostility towards religion, or infringed on his freedom of speech. Quote, speech by a government employee is protected under the First Amendment only if the speech was made as a citizen while addressing a matter of public concern, she wrote in her opinion. Quote, A government employee's speech is made as a citizen and is protected under the First Amendment only when the speech is not pursuant to the employee's duties. This is one more reason why not to work for the public sector.
So in the course of working for the government, something that pertains directly to their work is not protected by the First Amendment.
According to this judge.
So becoming a government employee, for whatever reason, requires giving up some of your rights.
This is that's the direction it's going in. Maybe not 10 years ago, but this year, according to this judge, yes, you have lost some of your rights to get some of that government cheese.
I'm not sure what part of his rights were really violated by being disciplined for being a jerk in the first place.
Well,
he still had the rights to continue misgendering this student.
Correct, but he claimed religious rights. So
Which is fine. He still has the right to do it for religious reasons, and the university still has the right to discipline him for being a jerk and ultimately firing him if he didn't stop being a jerk. Being religious doesn't exempt you from the consequences of being an asshole.
Yeah, I don't think that's the argument. I don't think the judge... Is that a... What? I don't think that's the argument. He's claiming religious exemption, which is freedom of speech, right?
But it doesn't matter. Freedom of speech isn't freedom from consequences.
But this isn't a private entity that can just fire you for being a jerk. This is a public entity, and they have anti-discrimination laws. They're supposed to protect
the
individual.
Then the idea of the right is fundamentally broken.
It is.
They should be able to fire this person for being a jerk.
But this is the public sector, so he can claim...
It doesn't matter what sector it is. If you're a jerk, your employer should be able to fire you.
Not if it's a public entity.
Yes, they should.
In our world, the public entity wouldn't exist. If it was a private school, yes, they should be able to fire...
I don't care if it's public or private.
They should be able to fire anyone they want.
I don't see the distinction as being relevant to the discussion.
The way that I see this... They are trying to protect Jane Doe from discrimination, but they themselves are discriminating against this teacher.
But they're not discriminating him by allowing the consequences of his actions in a society that does not tolerate that kind of behavior fall upon him.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Johnson.
And Conan.
And we're talking about this university professor who was disciplined, and it's vague about what it means by him being disciplined, for repeatedly misgendering a transgender student in his classroom.
And being a jerk.
Yes.
And good point. You know, we don't know what the discipline was, or if it was anything except just someone coming in his room and saying, listen.
Well, he was fired, I believe.
Listen,
right?
Okay, you can't do that. I don't think he's been fired yet.
Where is this?
It's all over the Googles, but this is MetroWeekly.com.
Oh, no, but where was the professor teaching?
Shawnee State University in Portsmouth, Ohio.
Okay.
My big concern here is that this is a can of worms.
One was fired in Virginia. A Virginia teacher was fired.
Right. Oh yeah. This is happening all over. You know, yeah. It's students are being taken out of the school. Students, teachers are losing their jobs. This is not a new occurrence. Big wig Jordan Peterson. This was his, intro into the
In Canada, it's law. It's like it's
right.
Absolutely.
And so, whatever happened to him? I don't think that he was never fired. He still has his job.
I think so. I'm not sure.
But his argument was, I don't have a problem with referring to your gender the way that you want. I have a problem with government telling me that I have to. That was his argument. He wasn't using the whole free speech argument at all. It was like, I'm against government saying that I have to comply with this silly law. If a student was to come up to him and say, hey, look, I would rather you, refer to me as this gender, he says he was perfectly okay with that. But, he became, the spotlight was shown all over him as being this this alt-right transphobe. And it only helped his rise to fame, I think. because a lot of people realized how silly the argument was.
I don't know anything about Jordan Peterson.
We might not have him after this year. He's having a hard time.
Well, supposedly he's on the mend despite a lot of physiological damage after detoxing from some anti-anxiety medication while also getting pneumonia.
Yeah.
At the same time, he, you know, has suffered.
He's
the author of a book, The 12 Rules of Life.
He's a very, very interesting character. He emphasizes the individual's responsibility. He's a big favorite among young men in this country who have basically fallen by the wayside because our society doesn't appreciate them any longer.
His daughter, Michaela Peterson, is a very ardent advocate of a carnivorous diet.
Yes, they're both carnivores.
Eating
nothing but meat and broccoli. Well, I don't even know if he eats broccoli anymore.
No, they eat nothing but meat.
She
swears by it and says that there was some very dramatic health ailments that she was suffering from that were cured by the fact that she stopped eating everything but meat.
So this Judge Litkovitz has come out and she says, as far as government is concerned, a government employee's speech is made as a citizen and is protected under the First Amendment only when the speech is not pursuant to the employee's duties. So this guy, you know, no First Amendment, out the window. If you're on the clock, you have to comply by whatever.
Well, you have to do your job.
Whatever is
what she's saying.
Well,
you can't apply for a job and be like, oh no, my First Amendment rights prohibit me from being able to do this job.
If he is
paying me, though.
If he's not, yeah, but we're talking about a policy that
alienating students is a direct conflict with his job as a professor.
Mm.
It is literally not doing his job.
You could argue that he is being a bully, and that is not...
Well, I don't know if I would even say bully, but he's definitely alienating his trans students. Not teaching them, not instructing them, not helping them grow and adapt and learn things, alienating them. His job is not to alienate them, is to teach them and instruct them.
But we're getting into this victim culture where...
It's not victim. It's not about... It's him claiming to be a victim, and you're taking his side in it. Saying, oh, he's a victim being forced to actually do this job that they pay him to do.
I am looking at individuals out there, and I've probably met this Jane Doe, and I've probably run across her, or people like her, who... They're so... They only realize... themselves when they're actual a victim. And it's not about I guess growing up in the 90s, having a bunch of mean teachers. I had mean teachers.
Yeah, and I remember growing up, and I remember Johnson, thinking about
what
the time.
What did your teachers call you?
Yeah, I remember thinking about the time.
Did you have any teachers, though, who picked out the gay kid and was like, hey, you want to go have some gay sex, gay kid? Well, little gay queero? Did you ever get that in high school? Because that teacher would have been fired. Would that have been protected by the First Amendment?
In the 90s, yeah. But, I mean, this is not that. This is not name-calling. This is exactly that. That's not name-calling.
Misgendering is name-calling. So he, how would you feel if somebody just persistently referred to you as she and her?
If that was actually what was happening.
That's what was happening.
Okay, calling someone the gay kid is not... Just calling you by your name and refusing to call you the name that you want to be called by.
I'm still kind of, and I'm, you know, probably, I don't like that things like that happen, but I'm still kind of coming from the mindset of where I remember a time where people really didn't have any rights to, you know, not be offended by words. Like, there used to be this, like, really clear defining line between, you know, sticks and stones will break my bones, but, you know, words, you know, shouldn't faze me or so, you know, whatever the phrase goes. But there was a difference. There was a hard line difference between physical assault and verbal assault or being, you know, having someone try to offend you.
And no one's saying that Jane Doe here was physically assaulted or anything like that, but she is paying this university, probably through stolen money, but she is paying this university to provide her with an education. One of the professors is going out of his way to make her feel isolated and unwelcome.
And I think that the university has every right to do what they want, but when it starts to become a law, and this is where in Canada things are different because it's a law. If a university makes a decision or a private business makes a decision to say, hey, we don't like you, they should be able to say that, right? For any reason. We have all these laws about discrimination, things that can't happen nowadays. But if a business says, you're not a match for our culture, goodbye, then that should be able to happen for the most part. And, you know, a lot of people are going to, my religion, I should be able to. No. You're not a fit for that business. That's freedom of association, and I believe in freedom of association. So, and, you know, to a certain extent, people would say I'm a racist because I think that that should apply to racism as well. So if you have a business and you want to say I don't want these people to work here, go ahead. You know, say be racist, and hopefully it kills your business. But
in this day and age, it would overnight.
You would think so. You would hope so, but I don't know. But I think that that's the way it should be. You know, there should be freedom of association, and businesses should. That's where the decision should be. It shouldn't be law. It shouldn't be a threat of violence. It should be voluntary association.
Back to my original premise. If this was a private school, and this policy actually existed, and it wasn't word of mouth. It was a contract that this teacher signed on to.
I don't know how reliable I would want to take Breitbart at their word, by the way. This is Richard Spitzer's website.
This was when Obama handed down the anti-trans discrimination law or whatever, when he was... That's been rescinded, by the way, I believe, by the Trump administration. But anyways, if it was private, this contract... / policy actually existed, and this gentleman signed on to that, and then he went and refused to use the pronoun or whatever, should be disciplined and or fired. Yes.
We can almost definitively prove that Breitbart is full of crap here. There isn't an employer in the United States that does not have a non-discriminatory policy hung up in an office somewhere, as mandated by federal law.
But I'm talking private. If it exists...
It's in private companies as well.
Then he should be disciplined. I disagree with that, but we're talking public. So I'll go back to his religion. He claims... doesn't allow him to participate in this. Her religion, Jane Doe, it is a religion of woke. The religion of woke. They are.
Why do you assume that? Am I part of this religion of woke?
We could keep on talking, but
are all trans people part of this religion of woke?
I'm talking about the social justice warriors that this person comes from. Her leanings.
You're making a lot of assumptions about this person.
It's Jane Doe. I know, right?
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.